Adventure and Odyssey.
You want us to sacrifice the television?
What are we supposed to do? Burn it on a bunch of rocks?
No, not the TV itself, just how much we watch. We'll cut it out completely for a month.
A month?
Well, sure, why not? No TV for a month, no videotaping, no talk shows, nothing to do with it. We'll give it up. It'll be our sacrifice to God, like the pastor talked about.
It'll give us an awful lot of time.
Which we can use to do other things, things as a family. How about it? No TV for a month, okay?
Ha! No Young Hits turning for a whole month. That'll be great.
Go ahead and laugh. It also means no Rick Rancid Private Eye or Zappazoids either.
Now, wait a minute. Zappazoids isn't a TV program.
Yes, but you play it on TV. If it has to do with the television, we stay away from it for a month, okay? It'll be healthy for us.
Healthy. Told you we were in trouble.
All right, before I unplug the TV, I want to make sure that we're all agreed about this.
I think we have the idea, George.
Well, I just want to make sure we're clear. Donna?
Well, I guess it's right. Giving up something, I mean. But does it have to be the television? Couldn't I give up Jimmy or something?
Donna.
Yeah, and I'd be happy to give up math class.
Could we be serious about this for just a minute?
A month is an awful long time.
Hey, it'll be over before you know it.
All right, let's do it. Unplug the TV.
Jimmy?
If Donna can do it, I can do it.
Well then, drum roll please. Ta-da! The TV is officially unplugged. There's no applause. But this is going to be a good thing, I promise you. You'll see.
So, what do you want to do now?
Well, I don't know. What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Well, what do we usually do now?
Well, we're usually fighting over what show we're going to watch.
Well, then let's come up with something else.
Like what?
Mary?
Beats me, George.
This is obviously going to take a while to get used to.
You decided to do what?
Give up TV for a month as a sacrifice.
Ah, the pastor's sermon yesterday.
Right, and I wanted to ask you to, you know, encourage Jimmy and Donna about it since, well, you see him a lot. We've never done anything like this before, and I have a feeling it won't be easy.
Well, that's putting it very mildly. You know, George, getting rid of the TV leaves a lot of free time. Do you have any alternatives?
Well, I've been thinking about that.
Oh, and what'd you come up with?
Well, my first plan was pretty basic. I decided to leave work a little early.
Uh-huh.
Go straight out.
Yeah.
And talk to John Whitaker to see if he has any ideas.
I see.
Well, does he?
Well, maybe we better have a seat and see what we can come up with.
Well, I was hoping you'd say that.
Donna, I don't believe it. A whole month?
Yeah, I know.
Do you realize how much could happen on Young Hearts Turning in that amount of time?
I know, Jesse.
I mean, today is probably when Kyle is going to ask Jamie to marry him.
Good grief, Jesse. What are you trying to do? I know. It's only a program.
Only a program? Jamie's no good for Kyle. In a month, they could be headed for a life of misery.
I came here for support, Jesse. You heard the pastor's sermon. You said after the service you thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, but I didn't think anybody would give up TV over it.
You're not helping me.
What do you want me to do? It's almost 4:00. You don't think I'm gonna miss it just because you lost your mind?
No, I guess not. I'll go home. Wait.
I know. You're not supposed to watch TV, right?
Right.
But nobody said you couldn't hear about it.
What do you mean?
I'll go downstairs and watch the show while you wait up here. After it's over, I'll come back and tell you what happened. Brilliant, huh? I surprise myself sometimes.
Well, I don't know. You think that's all right?
Why not? You wait right here.
Mr. Finneman, Mom asked me to stop by and pick up a dozen large-sized eggs. Do you have any?
None in the fridge?
Nope. All I saw was the small ones.
Well, I better get some out of the storeroom. Why don't you have a go at Zappazoids while you wait?
Okay. No thanks.
You turned down a chance to play Zappazoids? The end of the world must be coming, and I'm standing in the middle of the road. Why not?
I can't.
No money?
No TV. We gave it up for a month.
You're kidding. What for?
Well, it's hard to explain, but Zappazoids was included in the deal because I play it on TV at home.
But it isn't on TV here. It's an arcade game.
Yeah, but it's kind of like TV.
It's up to you. But I have a hard time picturing you giving up Zappazoids for a month. Be like giving up breathing or having your nostril hairs pulled out.
You're telling me. Nostril hairs?
I'll be right back with those eggs.
Good grief. A whole month? Of course, technically, it's not really TV. And that means it's not part of the sacrifice we're supposed to make, so...
Here's your eggs, Jimmy.
Thanks.
You look like someone trying to make a decision. You sure the eggs are all you want?
I don't guess it'll hurt anything to play just once before I go home.
Well, you know the way.
Well, Jesse, did you watch it?
Did I watch it? Did you ask, did I watch it?
Your life is in danger at this very moment, Jesse. What happened?
Well, Kyle was just about to ask Jamie to marry him when all of a sudden Derek showed up.
Derek, I don't believe it.
Believe it.
But I thought he died last year in a freak yachting accident.
He was supposed to, but he got picked up by a Yugoslavian fishing trawler and taken to Europe.
I don't believe it.
Believe it.
You know, it's nice to sit down after dinner and not be drowned out by the sound of the TV. I think we're doing pretty well without it. How long has it been?
2 days.
10 hours. 46.5 minutes.
Well, we still seem to be doing fine without it.
I'm surprised Dawn isn't going through withdrawal because she missed Young Hat's turning today.
Young Hearts? Oh, never mind. What about you and Zappazoids?
What about it?
Well, I figured you'd be driving us all crazy because you can't play it.
I said I wouldn't watch TV, and I won't. I'm a man of principle.
You mean you're a man who goes to the principle?
All right. Listen, I talked to Whit yesterday, and we came up with some things to do as a family that'll fill in the time we used to spend watching television. But first, I have a confession to make.
A confession?
Yes, I almost sneaked a peek at a television today.
George!
Dad!
Oh, Dad, I'm so disappointed in you. What was on?
I don't know. I didn't actually watch it. I was just tempted. I was walking down the main street and nearly went into Smith's electronics shop to have a look at the news. I just wanted you to know that in some ways this month isn't going to be easy for me either. Have any of you had a problem like that? Jimmy? Donna?
What's the matter with you two? Why are you so pale?
I better get upstairs and do my homework.
Yeah, getting past my bedtime.
It's only 7:30. Don't you want to hear the ideas that Whit and I came up with?
Big day at school tomorrow. Lots of homework.
Yeah, really big day. Better get plenty of sleep.
Yeah, but we...
Good night.
You know, I think we may have hit on something here.
A way to find out if they're staying true to our little sacrifice?
You know that. And a way to get them to bed early. Hey, come over here and let's do some serious smooching. What do you say?
George! Was that one of the ideas you and Whit came up with?
No, this one was mine alone.
George!
Jimmy?
Yep.
I want to talk to you.
Yep.
Will you cut it out? I'm serious.
Yep.
I want to know why you're so anxious to go to bed.
I wasn't anxious. You were anxious.
I was not. What makes you think I have anything to be anxious about?
Your anxiousness makes me think you had something to be anxious about.
I don't believe it. You acted awfully anxious for someone who says you didn't have anything to be anxious about.
That's because you made me feel anxious by being anxious.
If I was anxious, it was because I thought you were anxious about Dad's confession. Like you might have one of your own?
I wouldn't be anxious about that because I didn't do anything wrong to make me feel anxious enough to confess it.
Well, neither did I.
I didn't say you did. Feeling guilty about something?
What makes you think I have anything to feel guilty about?
Your guiltiness made me think you have something to feel guilty about.
You're the one who acted awfully guilty for someone who says you don't have anything to be guilty about.
I did not. We said we wouldn't watch TV, and I haven't.
Neither have I. And there's no reason to feel anxious or guilty.
Right.
Right.
So did you come in to play word games, or did you really want something?
No, nothing. Good night.
Good night. Now I'm anxious.
We'll hear more of today's adventure in Odyssey right after this.